Good evening, everybody. I'm repeating myself, but it's Monday, the 1st of June 2026, and it's 6:30. This is the Community Assets Facilities Committee. Point of order. Going to move the agenda around. 2619 is going to be the first item on the agenda. If no one's got any objections,
2612,
let the chair.
Okay. Right, so to elect the chair of the Community Assets Facilities Committee. So, are there any nominations, please?
Okay. I'd like to nominate Kath Boylan.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a nomination?
Well, I'd nominate Councillor Webster.
Do I need to
second?
I second Dave Boylan.
Okay, no worries. Can I have a seconder for myself, Councillor Webster? No? Okay. John?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Can I have a vote for Councillor Boylan, please? Okay, thank you. So, Councillor Boylan, you're duly elected as chair. Thank you. Have you got a copy of the agenda?
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. So, item 2616 is to receive apologies for absence and vote of acceptance to be taken. I think we're all here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay. 2617, to record declaration of interests. Members are invited to declare any relevant interest notwithstanding this item. Members may subsequently declare an interest at any point during the meeting.
I'm a city councillor. Still.
We got a count.
2618, public session. There is no public here, so.
Where's the public?
2620, to review and agree the Community Assets Facilities Committee terms of reference. I believe there's a document.
Yeah,
for
anyone
that
wants me a copy of the one that's circulated today to review.
Due to the late circulation of this, I propose that we defer it, the discussion on it, because I certainly haven't had enough time to read through it and understand it entirely, although I have picked out quite a few bits in the half an hour I had. So if we are to consider this, I would like it, you know, 3 clear days before the meeting, to give us enough time to consider the changes that are proposed.
Yeah, I agree with that. This afternoon when I got it, I was very keen to see what the differences were between the existing one and what the one was proposed.
Thank you, Chair. I also agree. I was at the council till 5 o'clock. This came through at 2:26, and we were just going into a meeting at 2:30. So we've not had appropriate time to. But I have picked up on a few things that I'd like to share with you, if I may, Chair. There appears to be, this covers over on the finance and strategy, some of the things that are detailed on here, but I believe correctly belong to the finance and strategy. And also, in bold, the chairman may invite officers, advisors, representatives, partners, organisations or members of the public to attend meetings where their attendance would assist the committee in the discharge of responsibilities. Well, we all went on, I think, training, which tells us that one councillor cannot go off in their own direction. That has to come from, I think, the town clerk to invite.
Well, okay, my point on that, the committee may invite advisors, representatives, I believe.
Yeah. I don't think it should be one councillor. That's my point.
Sorry, where was that? Who is that?
It's on page 2, second paragraph.
So are we going to discuss it, or are we going to...
I just wanted to share with you, in the limited time that I looked at it, this was just briefly going over, but I would support it being deferred.
Yeah.
So that we can sort of read it properly and come back.
So, Councillor Indewell, is that your proposition?
Yes, that we defer it.
Yeah.
I'll second that, thank you.
All in favour?
Yeah, I'm happy to defer it.
Item 26-21, to confirm the minutes of the Community Asset Facilities Committee meeting on the 7th of May 2026. In attendance, is there any comments?
I think they're an accurate record.
Yes.
I'm happy to propose that we accept them.
Do we have a seconder? All in favour?
I'm an abstain because I wasn't there.
No, I wasn't there.
You're both abstaining.
And myself.
Yeah, I don't think I was there either. Well, I wouldn't have been, would I? Because I've only just joined the committee again.
That's
so.
That'd be difficult.
Hey, perhaps I was. Well, now 26-22, to review and agree any necessary actions in Century Gardens as detailed in the risk assessment compiled by our health and safety advisor.
Can I just say there's not much in the risk assessment that's detailed. I think it was more I went on a visit with Joanne Hogan. She was in the session that was had.
And I think Bob, we also had a look quite some time ago.
Yes.
We were planning Century Gardens.
Yes, it's been in the budget for a while.
It has, but it is a trip hazard, and the cheapest option is to take both half away.
Can we just explain what is
yes.
a trip hazard?
Yep, it's the roots of the tree, and so you're always going to have a problem.
The roots
if you
of
put,
tree, yeah.
If you have a different surface, it's still going to cause a problem because you've got the roots of the tree. So,
is the Century Gardens a bit opposite Boots?
Yes.
So, you know, if you go and have a look, they're some paving little slabs that are a bit like that, some are broken.
Yes,
so some of it could be taken.
Yeah, the major problem is the tree roots are pushing up the paving slabs, and any hard surface would suffer likewise. So the proposal was to remove the paving slabs and grass it over. So there won't be a path there for a trip hazard. There is a path to approach it, the bench from the other side.
Yeah.
From the boot side.
Which I think is quite safe, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's predominantly one side.
Yeah. Did you look at it with Joanne? She happy?
Yeah, yeah. She highlighted it that it's...
On the one side, but the other side is quite safe?
Well, she's been out and had a look,
okay.
So I would hope that she would have looked at
both
sides, not just the bad side. But it's also the cheapest option, is to remove it and grass it.
So
I mean, perhaps, sorry, if
no.
we could, is just where the benches, if that ground is stable, if there isn't already, is to put some slabs just in front of the bench, you know, because if you're taking a bag or something, you putting it on the grass or something.
If I may, I looked at the document from Chestnut, from Joe.
I didn't compile.
Hey?
No.
I didn't compile the document.
No.
All right. And under Century Garden, it said something about as per report.
Yeah,
there was a report.
So I was looking for something on this document to indicate what the issues were.
Did she not put anything in writing?
No.
Sorry, Sophie.
I think it was when you both went on a visit with her, and I think it was the verbal report, as reported.
Yeah, No, and it was because we looked at the youth field as well.
Yeah, I went to
and
all
the
emails to go through to look for it because Carol was asking as well.
Yeah.
So, if you're thinking here, then the necessary actions are to go away and price removing the path and grassing it. And is that the actions that we're looking to take, or
tasking the grounds persons with it? I don't know which is the most cost-effective action. Way to do it. But
I don't know how big a job we're talking about, to be fair. But
Chair, I would make a suggestion that as we hopefully are going to be staffed in the not foreseeable future, that perhaps today we decide whether we're taking the path up and grassing it, and then that is a task that's given to our groundspeople. Mm. Or, you know, once
if they have the time and they're capable of doing it.
Yeah.
But if they feel they can't do it, we could always get a quote for doing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So would that have been your recommendation?
Would have been my recommendation, is to take up where it's a trip hazard, go and have a look at the side to see, that may have moved now, you know. So go and have a look and at the other side of the path. But for sure, if you're coming in from Yorwick Avenue, sorry, gone into Amy Winehouse for some reason.
Road,
sorry.
Which path is it? This one or that one?
It's one opposite Boots, it's that path there.
Is
that's
it that
one
now? I thought it was the other one that was quite bad.
I think that one's all right.
Yeah.
Certainly more trees around that.
Well, I'll say from that proposal that we just get on with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not safe. It hasn't been safe for a long time. So,
Councillor Webster,
so can I just clarify?
So all in favour of that?
So you're going to take up the pavement slabs or the
and grass.
All the pavement slabs are
Where if the ones that are the side that's a trip hazard, because you can't take some of them up and leave some in place on that side, but to review the other side, and if that is deemed to be a trip hazard as well, the whole lot's got to come up.
There's no trees out of the side.
It's the road from Barfield. It's the path from Barfield is the problem. Potential problem.
It's that one there. This one here. Oh, sorry. Yes, it's the one opposite, but it's
opposite.
Okay, so that's it. Okay, I'll declare the meeting closed.
Excellent. Well, those potatoes are just going in.
I've just so everyone's away because you're all here. I've sent everybody the agar and the audio.